Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another just ridiculously pretty Thursday. It's so pretty I wore shorts today. Today was a shorts day. Second straight day in the middle of November, I'm wearing shorts and I'm proud of it. And I said this to my wife as I left. I said, I think this is it. I think this is the last day I'm wearing shorts. I think November 7th, 2024 is it. Now, maybe I'm wrong, Teak. Maybe we get another 75-degree day at some point. No. But I don't know, man. Look at my legs. Aren't they sexy, too?
Yeah, they are. Nice and super white.
Thank you.
Yeah, the sun is free, by the way.
We need rain more than anything.
Yeah, it hasn't rained in a while.
Forget the heat. I don't think it's rained in over 30 days.
Yeah.
It's been longer. It's probably longer than
that. Are we droughting right now?
I mean, it's got to be a drought if you don't rain in a month.
Have you looked at your lawn, Evan?
My lawn looks great.
You have your sprinkles on?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I never turned them off. You're supposed to turn them off like in October, but I don't know, man. The weather's been so great. I was like, what am I doing?
We closed our pool beginning of October.
Yeah.
We turned the sprinklers off because it's going to get cold soon.
Right.
So our lawn is like baked, just like everybody else's in the neighborhood.
Except for mine.
But you don't even realize it. The only reason I realized it is that today, Tracy and I took the girls to lunch because they're off of school. And so we went to the diner. We're watching the TV in the diner, and there's like wildfires in South Jersey.
Really?
I'm like, there's wildfires? She's like, yeah, we had one on Eisenhower Parkway, which is like right behind our house.
Damn.
And I was like, when? She's like, you were away at a game, but they had it was a day and a half of wildfires. They contained it. And the reason that these things are breaking out is because we haven't had rain.
You know, it's funny that you say that. Like, you start to think, like, when was the last time it rained? And it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's
like
30-plus
days.
Yeah. So, you know what I've learned from this conversation? I'm shutting off my sprinklers because it seems very selfish that I have them on. I never even thought about that.
Westchester's drouting. Evan's got a plush green lawn.
It was more the laziness of, the weather's so nice, why am I in a rush to shut the sprinklers off?
Right.
More than I'm just stealing water.
Remember when you grew out your beard, Evan, for Pete Alonso? It possible, just throwing it out there, that Mother Nature is waiting for Juan Soto to sign a contract, and when he does, we will get rain?
I just looked
at the forecast. There's no rain for like the next 2 weeks.
Imagine
Sunday.
That. Sunday?
Sunday. Looks like Sunday night and Monday, getting some rain.
By the way, that's the perfect.
And it's probably going to, it's like probably 35% or something chance.
You're hitting it.
There we go.
So 75% chance.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be nothing.
Yeah.
It's going to dissipate as we get closer.
Matter of fact, the rain percentage is the same as the Jets playoff percentage.
18%.
Lovely.
18%.
Better than the Giants.
Speaking of which, I read odds this morning that made me sick to my stomach. And this is not anti-Aaron Rodgers, because maybe Aaron Rodgers would make a good president. But Aaron Rodgers was listed in the latest 2028 presidential odds. Actually, yesterday, at the very end of our show, Tiki and I made our official 2028 presidential predictions. Mm-hmm. You can rewind on the Odyssey app to yesterday, or you can go to the Evan and Tiki podcast. We're not going to do that again. That's a one-time thing. You heard it that day, and you will not hear it again until we do a show in, let's say, August of 2028, when I'm like, hey, Tiki! Do you remember our predictions?
Will we know by then?
Yes. Yeah, that's convention.
No, we should know.
We'll know by April.
Actually, we should probably revisit it right before pitchers and catchers.
That's true.
So
as primary season,
as primary season is going on, and we'll see if either one of our selections are close to being in the conversation,
or if they're even running.
That's true. That's a good point.
So along these odds of different candidates, so the odds I was looking at, released by all these little offshore or onshore gambling sites, is who's going to be the next president, right? And that's an interesting one because it's kind of an open seat, right? You know, Trump can't run again, so it's not him. So who the heck is it? Aaron Rodgers was listed with 500-1 odds. Okay, there's a few celebrities in there,
500
too.
500-1.
500-1.
Four more years.
Yeah.
I would think it would be significantly longer than that.
Really? Like 1,001?
Yeah.
By the way, Aaron.
Or 20, or I don't know, 2,000, 4,000?
I'm not even kidding you. Aaron Rodgers had better odds to be president in 4 years than Kamala Harris did. And I was like, wow, okay, so they're saying that's over. So 500 to 1. All right. And there's a lot of celebrities in there, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson is up there. He actually has pretty good odds. Stephen A. Smith will now be up there basically saying he wants to run for president on The View earlier today or yesterday. So he's 500 to 1. Okay, well, Evan, why does that matter? Here's what matters. Right now, the Jets Super Bowl odds are 600 to 1. So what you're telling me is that Aaron Rodgers has a better chance to be the president of the United States than the Jets to win the Super Bowl. That's where we are, Jet fans.
This is why I hate gambling. I mean, I'm serious.
But does that...
Because it's, I mean, you're not wrong. What you're saying is not wrong. Because the Jets do have very long odds to win a Super Bowl. But the fact that Aaron Rodgers, who dabbled, I mean, the first time I ever heard of Aaron Rodgers even thinking about politics was when JFK Jr. thought about tapping him as his running mate.
Right.
Now, he ultimately didn't go that route, but even thought about him being a politician.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's got 500 to 1 odds to win the presidency?
See, here's the thing about Aaron.
That's crazy.
Aaron Rodgers wanted to be the Jeopardy host. It did not work out. Aaron Rodgers wants to be Tom Brady as a football player. That has not worked out. So the only way to top all the other great quarterbacks is to be the president of the United States. All right? Tom Brady's making a ton of money on Fox, and he's also an NFL co-owner. The only way for Aaron Rodgers to trump all of that, no pun intended, is to just become president.
That's a good point.
So
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, I would not even be surprised if this is a thing in a couple of years. But before that, Aaron, can you at least get my stinking team to the playoffs?
Wait, how much is Tom Brady's contract?
Oh, my God.
370?
Yeah, it's like half a soda.
Right. That's but that's basically what Aaron Rodgers has made in his entire career.
Crazy.
It's nuts.
So the only way to top Tom Brady is to be the president and then, you know, say, hey, Tom, how's it feel now?
I'd vote for him.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yep.
Let's see what he's got to say. I've heard a few things. 888-808-1019, the number. JR is in Somerville. How are you, JR?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up?
Excellent, man. What's up?
Not much. Great meeting you guys at American Dream. I was the only...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, one of four black guys there between Kiki Lavernius, the guy who is security, who should probably be playing tackle for the Giants this week. That was a good time.
It was good seeing you.
But,
that's funny. We couldn't miss you.
Anyway, this is a message to Evan with this independent observer BS that he says before trolling the team. This early in the Knicks season, you're not going to get away with doing that to the Knicks, all right? You don't have enough Knicks defenders or fans amongst the group of y'all to really police this, but, you know, the message is coming out right now.
What have I said, JR, that was trolling the Knicks today? Today I was very fair. I actually defended them and thought that that whistle on calling goaltending really kind of killed the mojo of the Knicks, so I have not been critical or even trolling of the Knicks. Now, if you want me to troll the Knicks, I'll do it right now. Like, I'll do something such as, how many picks you give up for Mikal Bridges there, buddy? How many? Six, seven, eight, nine? You want to give up more? Like, I could do that, but I haven't done that today, JR.
Well, look, you just did it, all right? You just did it with Bridges. You did it with Brunson. You called him, whatever. And, you say things like, oh, it's a 5-point game. You should win it with 3 minutes. It's the NBA. No, you should not.
Yes, you should. Right? When you're playing the Hawks and there's 2.5 minutes to go and you're up by five, I respectfully disagree with you. Can't lose
buckets.
That game.
What are you talking about? It's two buckets. But no, here's the best. I don't even care about last night's game. The Knicks would be fine.
Yeah.
Just stop with the independent observer and then throwing in some shade afterwards.
JR, I respect what you're saying.
That's how he works.
But I didn't work that way today. I've said nothing trolly until you started with me. You started with me. JR, who I know, he's a good guy. I think we DM each other once in a while. He started.
I'm trying to think if there was anything trolly now that I have to revisit this.
Nothing.
Nothing trolly. Tommy, Knick fan.
He's got nothing.
Trolly.
He can try, but
no, with the Knicks, he was fine. Where he was trolly, and I brought it up, as he sicks this goon on me who works for the coalition of Knick haters that Evan leads up. That's where he was trolly.
First of all, the only trolly thing was the text message.
Yeah, but that's, first of all, that wasn't on the radio, so I didn't do anything on the radio.
But you brought it up on the radio.
I brought up the text exchange. I did, but I also didn't tell Sean to do anything because I was DVRing the Knicks.
You didn't have to. It just happened by osmosis.
Really?
Yes.
Sean, you're making me look bad.
This is what I got a text from, because I was criticized for not answering this last night. So, Knick fans, this is the text I got in our group chat from Sean. Knicks lottery pick looking more valuable. It's 7 games into the season!
You know why I was annoyed with him, Luke? Seriously? And I'm going to be honest about something, and it shows my dark side.
Yes.
I feel bad, but my dark side. So, I'm watching the Knick game. I'm a little bit behind. I'm not, like, terribly behind, but I'm behind. And in basketball, being behind by 5 minutes can be a lot.
Yeah.
Because all you take is one run, the whole game changes. So I was very liberal with my phone. Like, I wasn't protecting that I was behind by not checking my text messages. That's on me. So I see that text from Sean, which is like, the pick looks valuable.
Right.
Then I see a text from my dear friend Mike Biseglia, who hosts a wonderful podcast called Bad Weather Fans, about the Knicks and Nets and all that. And he texts me, thank God we traded Bridges. Okay? So I see these two text messages. It's like late third quarter.
Right. And so either one of these could have been in the middle of the game, or not quite at the end of the game.
Not quite at the end of the game. Right. So I don't know specifically, but what I thought...
They were at the end of the game, by the way.
I know.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
Of course they were.
I don't know that.
But you could have gotten that. They could have been down by, I don't know, 8 or something.
Absolutely. But that's not what I took from it. What I took from it was that Mikal Bridges got seriously hurt. That's what I took from it. First of all,
that was Biseglia. That wasn't.
No, it's Sean too. Because when you say the lottery odds look better, come on, bro. They're not going to be in the lottery. So I'm assuming injury. And then when my friend Mike says, thank God we traded Bridges, I was under the assumption watching the fourth quarter, oh my God. And I don't want this to happen because I like him as a human, but I also want a lottery pick. So what do you want from me? So I'm expecting him to be hurt.
Yeah.
And the last thing I thought was that the Knicks would just blow a 5-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go. Like, whatever.
You're sick. You know that?
How am I sick?
Because the Knicks are under 500. That's all it meant.
I mean, for your mind to go there. Chill out, man. But, chill out.
Tiki, we may not have moments like this to get Tommy Olancey, why not go with that now?
So this is why I think you threw Evan off, and this is why I did not respond to the troll. You have this that you could hang over my head. But you used it in November.
Yeah, I can't use it in November.
I understand you want to go to bed, so you're quick. But there's other times where you want to, get into it.
No,
Tommy. You had a good line there. You should use that in either December, January.
Tommy.
Bro, 7 games in when they lose to the Hawks, you use a line like that?
Tommy, I say this with all due respect. This is how much respect I have for the uncrowned champions. I don't think I'm going to have the ability to use it in December, January. It was just a little fun November text.
Because here's what Sean knows and what I know.
Because they're good.
They're
going to be good.
Well, enjoy them not being good now.
That's what we have over some emotional Knick fans. We know you're going to be fine. Like, are there some issues? Of course. But we know overall there's no reason to panic. I'll never forget. Do you remember on opening night a few years ago they beat the Celtics and the bing bong started?
Oh, yes, yes.
So, bing bong started. It actually turned out to be a terrible year for the Knicks. They got off to a great start under Tom Thibodeau.
And now everybody hates the bing bong.
Well, I think a part of why they hated the bing bong was because they started off 5-1 or 6-1, I'm trying to remember correctly, and then had a terrible year. They won 38 games. They missed the playoffs. And a buddy of mine, that same Mike Biseglia, said, oh my God, if the Knicks don't make the playoffs, I cannot wait to tweet out from bing bong to ping pong. And I said, bro, that's a great line.
That is a great line.
But you got to save it. Don't use it in December when they're on a 4-game losing streak. You gotta save it.
And when did he use it?
He used it when they were in the lottery. Bing bong to ping pong. And it was beautiful. And it was like, there you go. So it's
hard.
This,
it's hard to be patient, though.
Premature, man.
And if you never use it, you never use it. I don't even want to know how many tweets Evan has bookmarked. It'll probably make the devil cry. He's got thousands of things on all of us that he's waiting to unleash. Sometimes he'll never do it because it never comes up.
Fair point.
And you know what? Oh, well, it goes into the ether. You know it. You have a chuckle maybe with a friend of yours.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.